Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing are bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime in jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air, what a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in the one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle in the jingling beat. That's the jingle bell rock.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell time, jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air,
what a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in the one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and mingle in the jingling beat. That's the jingle bell rock.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell time, jingle bell time.
Oh. Big 5-0.
You know what? Your beard's getting gray. Kind of makes you look old. But yes, I'm right, though, because I still love you.
High five.
Standards would. It's skinny, it has scrapes and hairs. The fact is, my graders reject 30% of the chickens government graders accept as grade A. That's why it pays to insist on a chicken with my name on it. If you're not completely satisfied, write me, and I'll give you your money back. Who do you write in Washington? What do they know about chickens?
Two answers were made. Jan. Thou big lead of not very even gain.
Cook!
Morning!
Hi! Hi.
Morning, Trudy!
She's upstairs.
Okay.
Good morning.
Hey, that's my bacon.
Well, it's mine now. Hey, don't you close doors around here? Baby, what's this on my tie?
That is an ugly spot.
Thanks. Sure, that's the
tie. I'm thinking of going on Jeopardy.
All right. Just don't take any questions about cooking.
Don't step in the hay.
Where's my thinking? I should have checked the floor for hay.
Do you know a man named, Michael Hunsaker?
Michael Hunsaker. Jesus, Michael Hunsaker. What did he want?
Your office called. He's been trying to reach you for 3 days now.
I haven't talked to him in 12 years. Well, no, wait a minute. That would make me 50. So that means that you're...
We're not going to discuss that.
Look at the eggs.
Okay.
Roger?
Yeah, babe.
How come I never heard of Michael Hunsaker?
I just never talked about him, huh?
Vietnam buddy?
Yeah. Hey, eat your own cake, Vietnam buddy.
Daddy!
Yeah, baby?
Look at the kids left without me.
He left without you? Come on, I know he left my baby.
Daddy, this is my New Year's Eve dress. Don't you like it? Isn't it cool?
It's beautiful.
Happy
birthday. Goddamn heartbreak. On 1041, we have a drunk, a white female, approximately 5 feet tall, 350 pounds, at Three Club Bar, Vine and Melrose. Drunk, nude, and sick.
Happy birthday, Raj.
Possible 33. Unit 47
response.
1031,
family fight in
the
complex, disturbance involving...
Oh, we got a hooker.
No, Dixie. Will you please tell these bozos to lay off, please?
Hey, you bozos, lay off. Had a jumper here last night. Dixie was walking by, saw the whole thing.
You got to save it from us in a home.
Oh, thanks. Pete, you know how it is.
Sure. All dressed up and no one to blow.
You're hilarious. I can't believe it.
The jumper's name is Amanda Hunsaker. Age 22, prostitute. Let's see, one arrest, no convictions. Born in Tennessee. Parents.
What was the name?
Hunsaker.
Yeah, the parents.
Oh, parents. Michael and Claire.
Claire.
You know.
Right, find out about it. Who's paying the bills?
That'll take some looking into.
So look. Give me the number for Michael Hunsaker.
The man we talked about?
What?
Give me a number.
Yeah, yeah. You just mentioned him this morning.
What's wrong?
His daughter just dove out the window. Yeah. I got
it. Good, huh? Tasty? Smooth?
Yeah, that's pretty. You better fucking
beer,
believe
pal.
It.
Thanks.
Okay, so let's do it. How much?
How much for how much?
For all of it.
You want it all?
Yep.
He wants it all.
He wants it all. Beautiful.
All right, congratulations.
Maybe a nice 6-footer to put it under, huh?
You want a tree?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. I'll give you the best tree I got in a lot for nothing.
Hey, thanks.
But the shit's going to cost you, $100.
Well, that much?
Hey, you said you liked it? That's a fair price.
Yeah. Yeah, hell, you only live once. Get this together here. 20, 40, 50, 70, 75.
Hey, what's the...
Hey, man. 95, 90.
Hey.
Come on, shut up, man. I'm losing count. 93, 94, 95, 96.
Forget it, you dumb shit. 100,000. Did you hear what he said?
100,000? I'm sorry, I can't afford that, not on my salary. But look, I tell you what, I got a better idea. Here. Now, let me say I take the whole stash off your hands for free. You assholes, you go to jail.
Hey,
what do you say about
to...
that? Now I can read you guys your rights, but nah, you guys already know what your rights are, don't you?
This badge ain't real. You ain't real.
Oh, you sure are a crazy son of a bitch.
You think I'm crazy?
Yeah.
Are you calling me crazy? You think I'm crazy?
Yeah.
Hey, you want to see crazy? I'll see you.
Now, that's a real badge. I'm a real cop, and this is a real fucking gun.
Okay, pal.
Hey, nose is in the dirt, asshole.
Where's your buddy?
What do you got, Rick?
There's three down, there's one loose in here. He's got black hair and a red shirt.
Okay, let's go. I'm coming on my side.
Stay!
Stay!
Give me a gun! I'm the fifth, sucker!
Hey,
shoot him!
Drop it, prick!
Hey, shoot him!
What?
Shoot him!
Get the fuck up!
Somebody shoot this prick!
Shoot him!
Shoot him!
Shoot
him! Somebody shoot
this
prick! Shoot him!
Stop!
Shoot the fuck up! Put him down! I'm warning you!
Shoot him!
Shoot him!
Shoot
him!
Get the fuck up!
Thank you.
Precisely. Do you want to try it, Bob?
Give me the note. I say,
Hey, how about you, Sam? Pick it up from the Falalas.
I don't Falalas for nobody. You lop-eared carrot crusher.
Are you care to try it, Peppy? Hey, hold it, Doc. That's not right. Guess I better do this myself. Okay, you guys come in on the Falalas. Don, we now are gay and terrible.
I miss you.
Cash. I've seen it 100 times, but he'll come around.
That's a very dangerous attitude to take, Captain. May I remind you that his wife of 11 years was recently killed in a car accident. He's also been known to pull a gun.
I know all about Riggs,
Doc. Not enough.
He's a tough bastard, all right?
He's on the edge, sir. I'm telling you, he may be psychotic.
A bunch of psych bullshit.
Really? But you're making a mistake by keeping him in the field, okay? The man is suicidal.
And you're sure of that diagnosis? You have no doubts. You know that.
No, there are no absolutes in life.
End
of
discussion.
It can't be.
We're going to wait.
We can't wait.
And if he offs himself, then we'll know I was wrong.
You're making a mistake, because if you're wrong...
Excuse me, huh?
Asshole.
You know, Roger, you're way behind the times. The guys in the 80s aren't tough. They're sensitive people. They show their emotions when women and shit like that. I think I'm an 80s man.
How do you figure?
Last night, I cried in bed, so how's that?
A mail bond.
Yeah, did you have a good holiday?
Were you with the woman?
I was alone. Why do you think I was crying? Merry Christmas.
Sounds like an 80s man to me.
Yeah.
Got some news on the Hunsicker case, Raj.
That was quick.
So was the autopsy. They're not calling it a suicide.
What?
Surprise, surprise. First off, corner found evidence she used barbiturates.
Brilliant detective work. There were pills all over the place.
Right, right. That's not the surprise. Surprise is someone doctored the pills.
Jesus.
Every capsule was loaded with drain cleaner. If she hadn't jumped, she would have been dead inside 15 minutes.
This case stinks.
Hey, Roger, You look younger with the beard.
Thanks, Captain.
Lieutenant Campbell, line 33.
You shaved the beard.
Sub detective.
There are two more things.
Shoot.
First, condition of the sheets in the mattress indicate that someone else was in the bed with Amanda just before she died. That's A.
What's B?
B is, I'm supposed to tell you, you're breaking in a new partner in on this.
Partner again?
Yeah, some caddies on loan from dope. Real burnout, on the ragged edge.
Oh, perfect. Mm.
Gun! Gun!
Raj, meet your new partner.
There are those that say you're a good cop.
I try.
I heard about the little stunt yesterday. Pretty heroic. I pulled your file. Says you worked in the Phoenix Project in Vietnam. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Assassination stuff. It's over, you know.
What is?
The war.
Yes, I know.
Just thought I'd remind you. Some serious shit you carry.
Be my guest.
Nine millimeter Beretta. Takes 15 in the mag, one up the pipe. Wide ejection port. No feed jams.
What you got in there?
4-inch Smith.
Six shooter, huh? A lot of old timers carry those.
File also said you're heavy into martial arts, Tai Chi, and all that killer stuff.
I suppose we have to register you as a lethal weapon.
Hey, look, friend, let's just cut the shit. Now, we both know why I was transferred. Everybody thinks I'm suicidal, in which case I'm fucked and nobody wants to work with me. Or they think I'm faking to draw a psycho pension, in which case I'm fucked and nobody wants to work with me. Basically, I'm fucked.
Guess what?
What?
I don't want to work with you.
Hey, don't.
Ain't got no choice. Looks like we both are fucked.
Terrific.
God hates me, that's what it is.
Hate him back, it works for me.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mendez.
Yeah, how you doing?
Did you pat him down, Mr. Larch?
Oh, hey, man, we went through this act already.
Go through it again.
Who are you?
That's hardly important, but if it matters, you may call me Mr. Joshua. Let's go.
Oh, great. Swell, Mr. Joshua, huh? General, Mr. Mendez is here.
Hold it. You call this music? I didn't get banned 10 times as good for half the price. Now, I'm going to pack this place tonight. I don't want to hear any of this shit. Now, let's get it right.
Ah, Mr. Mendez. How are you?
Hey, I'm fine. Where the hell did you get him? Psychos or us?
I don't think you're funny.
I don't think this whole goddamn setup's funny. You're using mercenaries, for Christ's sake. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong.
And you expect me to trust these fucking bozos?
My people are loyal, Mr. Mendez. They are loyal to me.
Oh, bullshit.
Do you smoke?
What the hell has that got to do with anything? Do I smoke? Do you smoke?
Yeah. Give me your lighter.
My lighter?
Your lighter!
Yeah, okay. Yeah, right here. Here. Hey, man, what the fuck is wrong with you guys?
Shut your mouth!
Jesus!
Shut up! Don't move.
Oh, hey, man.
Mr. Joshua, your left arm, please.
Oh, hey, man, you guys are fucking gone. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Jesus Christ, man. You guys are fucking crazy, man. Come on, man.
Have Indo look at that, Mr. Joshua.
Yes, sir.
You wish to do business with us, yes?
Jesus Christ.
You wish to make a purchase, yes?
Yes, yes, Jesus Christ, yes. Yeah. You know, you guys are out there like fucking Pluto, man. You're gone.
The bulk of the heroin will be here Friday night. We'll make delivery at that time. Have the money ready and no tricks. If you try anything, you'll have to talk to Mr. Joshua.
Yeah, right. Joshua. Yeah, right. I got you. Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, right. Merry you too, pal.
Mike, the autopsy report showed that Amanda was poisoned. Even if she hadn't jumped, she'd still be dead. She was murdered.
Murdered? Jesus. I can't take this. I just can't take this. I can't.
Mike. Why did you try to get in touch with me?
Oh, I heard that you were... Somebody told me you were working out here, and... I thought maybe you could get her out.
Get her out of what?
Get her out of the stuff she was into. She was making videotapes. Pornographic videotapes, and I thought maybe you could just get her out and help her.
You owe me, Roger. Remember? Yeah. I remember.
I want you to find whoever's responsible for this. However many of them there are. Please, I know you can do it. Just find them and kill them.
Mike, I'm a police officer.
I don't give a shit. You're a police officer, Roger. I know you're a fucking police officer. Kill them! Just kill them!
Wait. Rog. Come on. You find them. You find them and you kill them. You can do that. You owe me.
Yeah. I owe you.
Gotta go, man.
Hey, what did he mean when he said you owed him?
We served together in 1965. The Grand Valley saved my life. Took a bayonet in the lungs.
Oh, that was nice of him.
Yeah, I thought so.
What? You want me to drive?
No. You're supposed to be suicidal, remember?
I'll drive. Anybody to drive?
Just get in the car.
It is suicidal.
All units, 7821, possible jumper at the corner of Santa Monica and Orlando. 7821, handle code 2. All units come in, please. All units.
Gotcha. Hey, what's the number of your car here?
3 William 56.
3 William 56, roof. God, I love this job.
All right, 3 William 56, we copy. Police psychologist on the way.
Hey, boss, we putting sirens on? Huh, Kenny?
I'm glad you're here.
Hey, where's the psychologist?
Sitting in the traffic.
Swell. Hey, man, who is this guy?
Salesman name is Clary. Was at some office party. Walked upstairs and went outside.
Yeah, you think you'll go?
Been serious enough, who knows? All right, people, can I get you to move, please?
This. You qualified to talk to jumpers?
I've done it before.
Okay, you're elected. Hey, no guns, no jujitsu, just bring him down.
Right.
What?
10-4. Oh.
Get back there.
Thank you.
Who are you?
Riggs, homicide.
Yes, sir. He's right over there in the air.
Merry Christmas.
God, leave me alone! Please leave me alone! Leave me alone!
Why are you doing this?
None of your goddamn business!
Fair enough. Look, I'm just gonna come out there, okay?
No! No! No, you! You touch me, I'm gonna go!
Look,
stay there!
Take it easy!
Come on, I'm jumping!
Oh,
I'm
jumping! Take it easy! I don't like this any better than you do. I'm scared too, okay? Since then, Mike, I mean, this getting this car up just makes me dizzy, all right? Give me a chance to calm down. I just want to talk to you, okay? I just want to talk. I'm just gonna stand out here on the ledge with you.
No, don't go. Not out on the ledge.
You know, you're not the first guy to think of this, you know? A lot of people have got problems, especially during the silly season like now.
You know shit!
No, you're wrong, pal. You're wrong.
You don't know nothing! Don't touch me!
Take it easy.
Look, I didn't do anything wrong! Oh,
I know that. It's not like you're murdering anyone or anything.
That's right.
Same way I look at it.
Me!
That's right. I know you're hurting. I get it. Okay, now, come on.
So don't come near me!
Come on, give me a break, will you, guy? My boss is down there, and he's watching me. I gotta make it look at least like I'm trying to save you, okay? Come on. I'm just gonna stand here and talk to you. That's all.
You won't try nothing?
No, I'm square with you. I won't try a thing. I won't try a damn thing. You think I want to fall off? I promise, I'll just talk to you.
Okay, all right.
Here, you want a cigarette? Come on, let's smoke, okay?
Yeah.
Go on, take it. Yeah. We take our time and both die of cancer. Here. Made you leave without me.
Hey, what are you doing? Oh, no. What are you doing?
See this key? Bye-bye.
Crazy.
Now, you can jump if you want to, but you'll be taking me with you, and that makes you a murderer. Okay? Come on, let's go
you
back.
You bastard!
Yeah, you'll be killing a cop.
Yeah, I'll be killing a psycho nuts!
Yeah, a psycho, but I'm still a cop. You coming in? Come on, I'm going in.
Fuck you! I'm jumping!
Do you really want to jump? Do you want to? Well, then, that's fine with me. Come on. Let's do it, asshole. I want to do it.
What do you mean?
Hey, what the fuck you just do?
Well, I controlled the jump.
You wanted him down, he's down.
Hey, come here.
Come where?
Here with me. Get in here. Hey, okay. No bullshit. You want to kill yourself?
Oh, for Christ.
Shut up! Yes or no? You want to die? Yes or no?
I got the job done. What the hell do you want?
Just answer the question.
Oh, what do you want to hear, man? Do you want to hear that sometimes I think about eating a bullet?
Huh?
Well, I do. I do. I even got a special one for the occasion with a hollow point. Look, make sure it blows the back of my goddamn head out. Do the job right. Every single day I wake up and I think of a reason not to do it. Every single day. You know why I don't do it? This is going to make you laugh. You know why I don't do it? The job. Doing the job. Now, that's the reason.
You want to die?
I don't. I'm not afraid of it. I ain't afraid of it.
Take my gun. Don't nibble on the barrel. Pull the trigger. Go ahead, pal. Be my guest. Go ahead if you're serious.
You shouldn't tempt me, man.
Put it in your mouth. Bullet might go through your ear and not kill you.
Yeah, under the chin.
Yeah. Under the chin. Psycho pension. You really are crazy.
I'm hungry. I'm going to go and get something to eat.
I don't know. He's hurting. He's in pain. There's something eating away at this guy. I think he's on the edge. I think Riggs has a death wish. That's what it is.
Terrific.
So you're saying I should worry?
Oh, yeah, I think you should worry. And when he goes, you don't want to be anywhere near him.
Thank you, Doctor. You've been very, very helpful.
You're welcome.
You hungry?
No, I'm not hungry.
Want me to drive?
No, I'll drive.
All right.
You get in that side.
You drive. No. You got a bad personal phone call or something? What happened to the stock market crash? Hey, don't worry. Here, have a French fry.
Scratch on me, not a scar. Got a wife, kids, house, fishing boat. That's all I can buy because my partner has a death wish. Fucking life is over.
Just shut up, yeah? And why are you talking to me anyway? I'm a dead man. Yeah, fuck, you looking at a dead man.
What? Don't worry. You know, I was driving before you were itching your daddy's pants.
I didn't know that.
You know what?
I didn't know that it was your birthday today.
No, it was yesterday.
Oh, well, happy birthday for yesterday. I'm sincerely happy birthday, man.
Thanks.
Maybe we'll stay alive long enough for me to buy you a present. I mean, you know, don't thank me now. I mean, it's the least I can do after all the kindness that you've shown me. Hey, are you going to tell me where we're going? We're together on this, right?
Beverly Hills. Got an address on Amanda Hunsaker's meal ticket. But remember, he's not a suspect yet. So we question him, not damage him. Okay?
Oh, sure, yeah. Okay, I won't hurt. Look, I'll let you do all the talking.
Let me do all the talking. Remember that. Let me do all the talking.
Experience counts here.
Yeah. You're not smoking a car.
Well, I am. Does it bother you? I mean, I'll put it out if it bothers you.
Yeah, it bothers me.
Does it?
Yeah.
How about I open a window? Will that make you happy?
No, that's not the point. You know, I had to watch out for my mom. You know, I exercise, I keep care of myself. 4241, come in.
Bingo. Hey, do we have a warrant to go in here?
You don't need a warrant with the gate closed.
Oh. Didn't take him along, huh?
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Don't need a one with invitation.
I've seen this place on Lifestyles of the Rich and Shameless.
Get the door.
Get
Get your hands on that chair. Face each other.
Let me see your face.
Come on. Hands in front of you. Face down.
Oh, my leg, man.
Stop moving, sweetheart, or I'll break your arm. Got him. Show me your hands. Let me see them.
Oh,
right now. I want to see them right
man.
Now. Put your hands out there. Put your hands out there. Let me see your hands.
See how easy that was? Boom. Still alive. Now we question him. You know why we question him? Because I got him in the leg. I didn't shoot him full of holes to try to jump off a building
with
him.
That's no fair. The building guy lived.
No, whatever. The point being, no killing.
No killing. Right.
Yeah, right. Piece of cake. Now I'm happy. Just read him his right, and I'll stand over here being happy.
He's got a gun!
You never met anybody you didn't kill?
Well, I haven't killed you yet.
Yeah. Well, don't do me no favors.
Don't you worry.
So, when you go overboard at dinner, send Alka-Seltzer to the rescue and feel ship-shape again fast.
Call McGee. Probably ride downtown. I guess we can get out of here.
Hey.
Look, I'm sorry about all that shit I said right there. You saved my life. Thank you.
I bet that hurt to say.
You never know. All right, come on, let's get it back.
Let's get my shoes on.
Let's get ready up.
Mom, Ross is coming.
Okay, Karen.
Hi. Where's my daughter? Which one's my daughter?
Come on.
Oh, this one's my daughter. You see, this is my daughter. Bye. You home, both of you. Home. Dinner time.
Yeah. How are you doing?
I am doing all right. How are you?
You better cook.
No, this is my new partner, Martin.
All right.
Yeah. I'm glad you're home at a sensible
hour. Well, I try to be a sensible dad. You know? Come on in, Martin. Come on here. Yeah, close the door. That'd be nice. Hello, Nick.
Hey, Dad.
Get your legs off the arm of the couch.
Hi. Hey. How you doing? Where's Mommy? In the kitchen. Let's make up on Mommy.
Hello, baby.
Hi, honey.
I want you to meet...
Daddy's partner? Martin?
Martin Riggs.
Hi, how are you?
This is my wife, Trish. My new partner, Martin Riggs. Martin's going to join us for dinner.
Folks okay with you?
What's for dinner? Hey, what's for dinner? This is the Brown's chicken. Ouch!
It's what?
How's the Brown roast like substance?
Roger. You're being an asshole.
I try not to be. Rude. You want something to drink, Martin?
Well, what do you got?
We have Canadian Mist. You like Canadian Mist?
Honey,
Canadian Mist.
In
the back. Canadian Mist in the back. How come we didn't have fish tonight?
Don't worry about the fish.
Ooh, getting defensive about here. You ever go fishing?
Oh, not since I was a kid. I used to go spear fishing with a snorkel.
Spear fishing?
Didn't catch anything much but a cold.
I got that big old boom.
Leanne, get the dessert, please, honey.
250 horsepower. Leanne, your mother said, get the dessert.
Get the dessert.
Catalina, I, you know,
too exciting, but I'd kiss my allotment.
Hmm? Not bad. Maybe we'll catch a little few things out there. That's what I caught my wife out there. But it's nice fishing out there.
Mr. Rakes, is this that tarp?
Thank you, yeah. Call me Martin.
Martin.
This is Mr. Riggs. Sit down.
Brianne, yeah, this is not the first time we've had company.
You fooled me.
My name is Terry. I'm no Terry. My sister's Terry. She's in love with a guy named Terry.
Nicholas.
Come on. It was sort of good.
Want you some?
Yeah, Dad, why don't you try it?
No.
I'm going to find a father, and my name is Roger, and I need to be Roger, and a seat to be Roger, and a hooter, holly, holly.
You need some help.
I am.
Hey, Sarge. Thanks for taking out the garbage.
But, honey, I'm entertaining our guests.
So what you think?
Oh, this is nice. Do you know anything about boats?
I don't know how much they cost.
No, I mean from the sail.
What's wrong with you? It's not a sailboat.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Go on.
There's no trick to it. You know, that's the front, that's the back. Water all around. Yeah. Why do you got to make things so complicated?
Thanks. I don't make things complicated. That's just the way things get all by themselves.
Yeah. You mean a man hunts like his murder, huh?
Did I mention that? I didn't mention that, did I?
You don't have to say a word. I can read your mind. Oh. I don't get it. What's the matter with you?
What?
Why is there a problem?
There's no problem.
You got one dead girl, one dead guy. The dead guy kills the dead girl. We kill the dead guy because he wants us to be a dead guy. It's pretty easy to me.
That's pretty easy for you to say.
Look. A sugar daddy's dealing drugs. She says something or did something or saw something she wasn't supposed to. He pitches off the balcony into the suite by and by. That's why he came at us with a shotgun this afternoon.
I'm sorry. It's just a little too easy, you know. It's just too neat. I can't swallow it.
Of course it's neat. What's wrong with neat? I like neat.
By neat, you mean simple. Must be red.
Yes. You're okay?
Watch out! Where's my man? Yes. Where's my man?
Okay, man. Okay. Is this what you're looking for, Captain?
You asshole!
Daddy! Didn't mean to interrupt one of those intellectual conversations.
What is it, Leanne?
Mark asked us to your club tomorrow night.
You're grounded. You know that.
Please, Daddy.
Mark, which one is Mark?
You know, the blonde one.
The one with pits in his face?
Those are dimples.
Those are pits. When he smiles, I can see through his hair. The answer is no in the story. Yeah.
Well, come on, Raj, have a heart.
Hey, good buddy. She smoked pot in the house. She's grounded.
Next time I'll just take a beer instead. Why can I have a beer and I can't smoke a joint? It's not coke, you know.
Oh, okay, I'll tell you why. Because now, at this moment, beer is legal. Grass ain't. Right or wrong?
It's wrong.
Right.
Right. They sit up there drinking six packs and I get ground.
I'm going to go home.
I lost track. We resolve anything here tonight?
Yeah, we resolve plenty. We resolve that your wife takes out the garbage. Your daughter smokes grass in the house. And it's illegal. You don't know a hell of a lot about boats. You got a hell of a nice family there.
Thank you.
Well, look, I enjoyed the meal. Thanks a lot.
Bullshit, but thanks anyway.
You don't trust me at all, do you?
I tell you what. You make it through tomorrow without killing anybody, especially me or yourself. Then I'll start trusting you.
Fair enough. I do it real good, you know.
Do what?
When I was was 19, I did a guy in Laos from 1,000 yards out. A rifle shot in high wind. Maybe 8 or even 10 guys in the world could have made that shot. It's the only thing I was ever good at. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, I see you. Hey, Riggs.
Go.
You really like my wife's cooking?
No. See you tomorrow.
Roger, here, have some coffee. Hey, Roger, I've been doing a little thinking. I've been doing a lot of thinking, actually, about the night Amanda Hunsecker died.
Oh, how'd you get here?
Trish let me in.
What time is it?
It's daytime.
Okay, I'll...
Listen, about the night Amanda Hunsecker died, she... What was the name of that hooker who witnessed the jump?
Come on, you let me go to sleep.
No, come on, we got to get up and catch bad guys today.
Okay, I'll go get a shower. I'll get a shower.
Yeah.
A shower.
What was the name of that hooker? You know, the one that witnessed the jump?
I said I'll get a shower.
Wilshire Vice says Century
Dixie.
City's not a usual
Dixie.
Third.
Dixie, the name is Dixie. And give me that cup. And get out of here. Someone was in bed with the man the hunt after the night she died.
Right up till now, we assumed it was the man.
Okay, suppose it was Dixie.
Okay, disgusting, but okay. Let's say Dixie put the drain cleaner in her pills.
Say someone paid her to do it.
Sure, she thinks fine. Amanda swallows a couple of downers and... Dead.
If it was her.
If it was her, she's got plenty of time to spritz the place up. Now, whatever.
Except Amanda jumped out the window.
Oh, well, Dixie pushes her, you know, either way.
Either way, she has to make a quick exit because the body's public. So she hauls ass downstairs.
People are coming out saying, what's happened? What's happened?
Somebody spots her. There's shit.
That's right. She actually stumps and says,
the point being that now she has to cover her ass.
Right. So she grabs the nearest flat foot she can find and she says, officer, officer, I saw the whole thing.
Right.
Right.
That
that's pretty fucking thin.
That's very thin.
What the hell? Thin's my middle name.
Yeah, your wife's cooking. I'm not surprised.
What?
Nothing.
Remarks like that will not get you invited to Christmas dinner.
My luck's changing for the better every day.
All right, baby. Come to Rogers. Come on. Dinner mad. Dinner mad. Yeah. Read them and weep. What do you do? Sleep with that thing on your pillow?
I would if I slept.
Step back, baby. Let me show what an old man can do. Just warming up.
Officer White, pick up line.
Watch carefully. Hey, look at that, will you? Not bad for an old man.
Okay, step aside, old man.
Lieutenant Evans, report to the range commander.
Cup of coffee.
Yeah. We're going over here to have breakfast.
You're gonna bust Dixie.
Like I said, Finn.
Probably nothing.
Probably nothing. Thin, very thin.
You guys okay? Got all your fingers frozen?
Shit. Hey, Williams,
I didn't see you do it.
We got a fire explosion at 111 in Lost. Request ambulance. Okay.
Give me a break, guys.
Enough.
Do you think Dixie was home?
What you got?
Part of the device. Oh, this is artwork. This is goddamn artwork.
Well, I'm glad you like it.
No, you don't get it. This is real pro stuff. I haven't seen anything like this since the war.
Come again. Come on.
Now, the CIA, they used to hire mercs. They used the exact same setup. Mercury switches. Kaplooey, that's hippie shit.
Sarge! I think we got something over here the detective wants to see.
Okay, here it is. Bunch of kids playing this morning. One of them saw a guy checking the meter.
Where?
Here at Dixie's. He was playing some kind of game, hiding under the porch. Says he saw the guy pretty good, too.
He could be a brat.
Oh, what are you kidding? Those kids are 6 years old.
If that.
You call the gas company?
Sure did. No one's supposed to check that meter for at least another month.
Let me handle this.
Be my guest. Here's the little fellow that saw the guy.
Hi. My name is Detective Murtaugh. What's yours?
Don't tell him your name.
Don't tell him your name, or he's going to beat you in jail.
And he won't see your mom.
No. It's all right. I'm not going to put you in jail. Come on. What's your name?
No.
Don't tell him your name, Alfred.
Alfred. Oh, this is Alfred. Hey, meet Alfred. This is Alfred. Alfred, hi. How old are you, Alfred?
Six.
6 years old. I bet you like GoBots.
Is that a real gun?
Yes, this is a real gun.
Did he kill people?
No, if some guy's hurting someone, I try to shoot him in the leg or something. Just to stop him.
Mama says policemen shoot black people.
Is it true?
Yeah, is it true?
Is that true?
Yeah, is that true?
Is it true?
Maybe we ought to give the kids some
ice cream.
You like ice cream?
Yeah, ice cream.
No. Not to Alfred. Now, Alfred. The man you saw, the meter man. Get a good look at him?
I saw him.
Great. Now, pitch him in your head. Close your eyes. And think what he looks like. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Can you draw him?
Mm-hmm.
Give me some drawing paper and crayons. Brother, hurry up.
This is good. I like this.
Can it, man?
Oh, we're going to put on an APB on Big Bird.
That's very funny.
Yeah, attention all units. Large yellow birds, silly boys.
You're hilarious, Mark.
Yeah.
It's enough. Okay, now tell me what he looks like. Was he black?
Mm-mm.
Was he white?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he was white. Okay. Was he tall? Oh, tall like me? What color was his hair? Was it brown? Black? No. Blonde.
Mm-hmm.
Blonde. His hair was blonde. What did he have on? Jeans? Did he have jeans on?
It was pain.
Pain?
Pain.
Pain.
I don't know.
Pain. Painted.
Mm-hmm.
Painted. Tattoo? Like Popeye. A tattoo like Popeye? Oh, not like Popeye.
It was that.
Like that? Exactly like that?
Mm-hmm. I saw it good. This is it. I remember.
Are you sure?
It had a knife even.
Roger, that's a special forces tattoo.
Really?
Yeah.
A special forces tattoo. Mercury switches. What the hell have we gotten into here?
Yeah. Here. I wonder if there's an opening in the L.A. fire department.
It's difficult at a memorial service to find it full of happiness. But Amanda was too special to all of us.
You want to tell me about it?
Tell you about what?
Don't bullshit me. Your daughter wasn't killed because of something she was into. She was killed because of something you're into. Stop me if I'm wrong.
Roger, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Hey, Mike, keep your hands away from your pocket, okay?
Take it easy, man.
Fuck easy. When you called me the other day, you were going to blow the whistle, right?
Blow the whistle on what?
You were going to spill your guts so they kill your daughter. Tell me, my mom. Hey, talk to me. They killed your daughter. They paid off a hooker to poison your little girl. Talk to me.
For my sake, Roger, I've got another daughter.
She'll be protected.
You can't protect her. You don't know these people.
Acquaint me with them.
It goes all the way back to the war. I ended up working with a group called Air America, CIA Front. They secretly ran the entire war out of Laos. I was with a special unit called Shadow Company. Mercs trained killers. When Charlie was bringing in heroin to finance the VC government, Shadow Company went in, we burned the whole thing down.
We killed everybody. We also formed a plan.
Keep talking.
A couple of years ago, Shadow Company got together again. The war was over. But we still had our list of sources in Asia.
And?
And we've been bringing it in ever since.
Bringing in what?
Heroin. Two major shipments a year. It's all run by ex-CIA, soldiers, mercs.
You son of a bitch. If you were getting cold feet, why did they kill Amanda? Why not just kill you?
They can't kill me. They need me.
Why?
My company, the bank, it's a perfect front. It makes everything look great on the tax reports. This is big business, Roger.
Not anymore. I'm gonna burn it down.
You can't. It's too big, Roger. These people are trained expert killers.
I want to know about your next shipment. I want to know where it's coming in. How many people you got working for you.
I can't tell you that,
I want
Roger.
To know your sources
Roger, I
abroad.
Can't.
I want to know how
I've
long
got
you've
another
been
daughter.
This.
You people
I want
can't
all
protect her. I am in this
give me.
Too deep, Roger.
Started.
Look out! 801! Delta 1! We're coming in. Over.
So, you've accomplished your mission.
Yes, sir. Mr. Hunsaker is dead, sir. I'm afraid, however, that another problem exists.
What is it? Explain.
Hunsaker spoke to the police, sir.
Are they dead?
No, sir. I missed the opportunity.
Very disappointing. So the police may know everything, the whole operation.
That is correct, sir.
Joshua, I think it's time we turned up the heat. Come on home.
Hi.
Hi.
What's a nice Irish girl like you doing out here tonight? Hey, listen, I'm looking for a guy. Had this girl in his stable. You know this girl?
No, I never seen her before.
Dixie, she's in your line of work, for sure?
Sure, why? What are you doing?
Oh, I'm a police officer. Don't worry, I'm not going to drag your ass to jail.
Now I'm pissed. Oh, crush.
You're 2 inches higher. They would have gotten you here.
Yeah, 2 inches lower. I'd have been a falsetto for life. Come on, let's go.
I bet you sound like Come on.
Hey. Where's my gun? Where's my gun?
Here.
Oh, shit, Roger.
What?
The guy who shot me. The guy who shot me.
Yeah, what about?
The same albino jackrabbit son of a bitch that did Hunsaker.
You sure?
I'm sure, man. I never forget an asshole. I got an idea.
What?
Get a couple of first-class tickets to Detroit and lay low for a couple of weeks. What do you say?
Come on, be serious. What do we do?
What else? We bury the fuckers. And you know something else?
What?
We do this right,
We get famous, do shaving ads and shit. Girls, money.
Sure, with our luck, we're doing Forest Lawn commercials.
Bullshit, we got the edge, Coach East.
Edge?
Roger, they think I'm dead. I'm a corpse.
Brilliant.
Freeway 56
over.
Freeway 56
over. Marshall,
we got a body for you. Mail, Caucasian,
yeah, HM. Freeway 56. Negative. Get someone else to do it, okay? You know, that was pretty...
Give it to you. Third notion. About 2 blocks from your house.
Yeah, sure. He's probably blonde with, big dimples.
How'd you know that, Sarge? Over.
Hey, get in here.
What's the matter? What?
Trouble.
What? What?
I got a feeling they just gave a description of the kid my daughter's dating. Murtaugh.
You have a very beautiful daughter. If I were you, I'd stick by the phone to find out where to meet us.
They got my kid. Bastards took my baby.
Robbery homicide, McCaskey speaking.
Yes, this is KCOP News. We understand that there was an officer-involved shooting earlier this evening. Could you give us some more information?
Sergeant Martin Riggs was shot and killed. Who is this?
Oh, thank you. We'll send somebody right over. Bingo. Riggs had a picture.
I want Murtaugh taken alive.
He may not talk.
We have his little girl. He'll talk. Don't you?
Yes.
And if you want her back, you're going to have to take her away from them.
I know.
We do this my way. You shoot to kill. You get as many as you can. All you got to do is just not miss.
I won't miss.
We're going to get bloody on this one, Roger.
Are you really crazy? Are you as good as you say you are?
You're going to have to trust me.
Here we go. No talk.
We don't want your daughter. We just want to know what Hunsaker told you. Dry Lake, Victorville, sunrise tomorrow. Be there.
As I say, take your hands out of your pockets.
Sure thing, pal. It's alive. Let her go now or we all die.
Take him. He has a grenade. He's bluffing. He wouldn't risk killing his own daughter.
If she's going to die, she's going to die with me. My way, not yours.
Come on,
goddammit, Roger, get out of the way. Move to your left. Come on.
Move the pin back in. Officer Murtaugh. Don't be foolish. Look at the hardware.
Move to your left.
Look at the firepower. You're grounded. Riggs is gone. Put the pin back in the grenade.
Yeah, if you come closer, then we all die.
No, I don't think so.
It's a smoker.
Bingo.
Where the hell is he?
Dennis Riggs.
Brianne! Get the gun! Brianne! Get in the fucking car!
Don't try it, son. You're not that fast.
Hello, Joshua. Hello, Joshua.
Yes, sir.
We got Riggs.
Yes, sir. Got Riggs.
Go get the girl! The girl!
Peter McAllister, commander of Shadow Company.
Yeah.
I see we've heard of each other.
Yep.
It'll almost be a shame when I nail you. Yeah, I ran into some of those Shadow Company pussies in Saigon in about 69.
You did you?
You saved your strength. You're going to need it.
Who's the chin?
Endo, meet Mr. Martin Riggs.
Endo here has forgotten more about dispensing pain than you and I will ever know.
Terrific.
See, Martin, we have a problem. Since we have Murtaugh, we don't really need him. But I believe in being thorough.
Yeah, I've heard that about you.
Yeah. Well, our problem, and yours too, is we have a shipment of merchandise to deliver.
Why don't you guys just call it heroin?
It's rather large, the shipment. It would be unfortunate, however, if we showed up to deliver our heroin and were surrounded by 50 cops.
That would be too bad.
Yes, it would be. So it's essential for us to find out all the cops know.
Hey, we don't know shit. You did Hunsaker before he could say...
No! No! I wish I could believe you, but unfortunately, I don't. Now, if you would kindly tell me everything you know, I promise you I'll kill you quick.
I've told you everything I know.
can do. What the fuck is that thing? What is it?
I'll tell you what it is. It's called electric shock treatment.
Well, I guess we're in for a long night.
I don't know shit.
Let's see. You know?
Son of a bitch. Yeah. Hit him again! Hit him again.
Not yet!
Come on, tell me about the shipment!
I'm gonna fucking kill them both of you!
That's very funny. I want to know about the shipment!
The shipment, Mr. Merchant.
Go spit.
So.
You son of a bitch. Fuck you. Push.
This is getting nowhere. Mr. Larcher.
Yeah. No shit. We're safe. Edith told us. Nobody can take that.
Fine. Badass soldier, huh?
Get around, come on.
Get around.
Yes, that's a real good-looking young woman you got there, Mr. Murtaugh.
I told you everything.
We'll soon know, won't we?
I'm warning you. Don't.
Spare me, son. It's over. There's no more heroes left in the world.
Kill that son of a bitch! Kill him! Kill him!
McAllister! Who's next?
Pretty thin, huh?
And Mexican.
Is there anything?
Let's do what one shepherd said to the other shepherd.
Oh, Wes,
let's get the flock out of here.
Come on, let's go. It's all right. It's all right. Come on, everything's all right.
Him?
No, not Joshua.
Thank you.
got a badge in my pocket. Give me some backup and take care of the girl.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, go ahead.
Stay back now. Open it up. Come on, now, open it up.
Well, shit. What now, kid? Out.
Well, first thing we got to do is get you to the hospital, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, let's go. Don't breathe this stuff. You see pink elves.
Joshua.
The slippery son of a bitch got away.
What do you mean he got away?
Hey, fire me.
Hey, hold on a second.
Hey, where are you going, Roger?
Hey, Sarge, I'm coming in your car here.
Hey, what's the matter?
My home, man. Son of a bitch knows where I live.
Well, I'll drive.
Yeah, I'll drive.
I'll be
in on the other side.
Hey, I got to have a look at this.
Don't worry about it.
Okay. All right.
There you go.
I'm all right. Drive it.
3W30, in route 2. Woodcock's residence, requesting additional units.
Excuse me, sir. May we help you?
No,
General friend? Yeah, he's barbecuing his nuts on Hollywood Boulevard.
What do you say, Jack? Would you like a shot at the title?
Don't mind if I do.
I repeat, Watch Commander is en route. Until then, Sergeant Murtaugh is in charge on site.
Oh, just keep the system clear.
Quit now.
Let me take him!
No!
Please!
No! Back up!
How you doing, kid?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm going to be all right.
Oh, good.
You?
Yeah, I'm good, yeah. Give this to your dad, okay? It's a present for him. Tell him I won't be needing it anymore.
It's a bullet.
Yeah, it's a bullet. Well, he'll understand.
Hey, you want to come in? We're building.
No, I got to go. You having a nice Christmas, though, okay?
Okay, you too.
Bye.
Bye.
Rich! Help! After all we've been through, if you think I'm gonna eat the world's lousiest Christmas turkey by myself, you're crazy.
I'll tell you a little secret.
What?
I'm not crazy.
I know.
Oh, good. Let's eat. Hey, you know something?
Well, I think your daughter kind of likes me. If you touch her, I'll kill you.
You'll try.
Hey, you mind if I bring a friend?
Of course you bring a friend.
I don't think Burbank the cat's going like this.
I'll put five on the mutt.
I'm too old for this.
Oh, yeah.
And it makes your life turn cold.